Hello, and welcome back to the Living Truth Ministries podcast. We are continuing the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. My name is Stacy Caglin, and I am your host. I am blessed that you are joining me once again to learn about this topic. Today's podcast is entitled, Faith Energizes. In last week's episode, we discussed positive and negative fear. We learned that to fear God is positive and healthy. To have a positive fear of God ensures our heritage in the Lord. We also examine the negative facets of this force called fear. The Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared, but the narrative does not stop there. Although Jehoshaphat was apprehensive about the forces that were advancing against him and had no creative solution to solve the dilemma, Jehoshaphat knew what to do when he didn't know what to do. His first step was to replace fear with faith. I pray that this content will bless you and that this message will take root as I declare this proclamation from Isaiah 55:10-11. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. A key principle frequently reiterated in God's word is that any void in your spiritual life must be filled. When the Apostle Paul admonishes us to put off certain negative behaviors, he immediately instructs us to put on other positive qualities. Jesus taught that when the evil spirits depart, the spiritual house must be occupied by the Holy Spirit. So when fear departs, the void must be replaced by faith. Jehoshaphat demonstrated with faith in God by calling together all the people of Judah to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Now all of Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20:3-5 and 13. Isn't that beautiful? What a tremendous declaration of faith. The king and the leaders and every family member, even the little children, stood expectantly before the Lord. By their actions, they declared, "We are positioning ourselves in faith and remaining here until we find out what to do." As the commentator Matthew Henry notes, those that would seek the Lord so as to find him and to find favor with him must set themselves to seek him. They must do it with steadfastness, with sincerity of intention, and with the utmost vigor and resolution to continue seeking him. The Amplified Version says that Jehoshaphat set himself determinedly as his vital need. Literally, it means he set his face to seek the Lord, yearning for him with all his desire. We are admonished or obligated through our faith to seek God continually and set our hearts to seek him. Seeking God results in rejoicing. It also brings forgiveness and healing. 1 Chronicles 16:10-11 and 1 Chronicles 22:19. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. The prophet Hosea declared, "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness on you." Hosea 10:12. God's hand is upon those who seek him, making them understand all things. We are promised that if we seek, we will find, and that God rewards those who seek him. But from there, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul. Deuteronomy 4:29. The psalmist David made seeking God his first priority. "One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27:4. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face do I seek." Psalm 27:8. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in dry and thirsty land, where there is no water. Psalm 63:1. Jehoshaphat did not seek God's hand to move on his behalf. Rather, he sought God. Many of us seek the work of God instead of God himself. We seek him to change our circumstances, to feed our enemies, or increase our finances. But Jehoshaphat sought God, and as he and all Israel stood before the Lord, he made a powerful declaration of faith. O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven, and do you not rule over the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? 2 Chronicles 20:6. A bad report, a great multitude, and no knowledge of what to do. But Jehoshaphat boldly declared his faith in the face of these adversities. Now let's talk a little bit more in depth about faith. What is faith? If you are to replace fear with faith, then you must understand what faith is and how to attain it. The Bible defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. But the Amplified Bible adds to this definition. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith is perceived as real, what is not revealed to the senses. Hebrews 11:1. Faith gives assurance that things promised in the future are true and that unseen things are real. The word faith and believe are used nearly 500 times in the New Testament, and faith is one of the basic Christian doctrines listed by the Apostle Paul in Hebrews 6:1-6. Faith differs from hope because hope is simply a desire or tendency concerning things in the future. Faith is a belief in something you cannot see, but have assurance that you already possess. Hope is in the mind, while faith is in the heart. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. In this verse, faith is associated with the region of the heart as a breastplate. Hope is a helmet associated with the head or the mind. Hope is a mental attitude of expectancy about the future, while faith is a condition of the heart producing belief in God. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. Believing with the heart always produces change in your life. The result is something experienced in the present, not something hoped for in the future. Faith is not what we see. Faith always goes beyond what we see to what we hope for and to what we believe that we receive. That is why we thank God for the answer to our prayer before the answer is seen. When it is seen, we thank him by sight, but then we are no longer thanking him by faith. Faith is not the same as mind over matter, which teaches that man can overcome problems by using his mind, reason, or willpower. These teachings are man-centered because they rely on self instead of God. Faith is God-centered, not man-centered. It is a gift of God, not something produced through self-effort. There is a natural faith that most people develop, a trust in things that prove stable. For example, you have faith that when you flip an electric switch, the lights will turn on. This confidence is placed in things that you learn by experience are usually dependable. Biblical faith, however, is confidence placed in what is not yet seen, but is declared as fact before it is evident to the natural senses. Biblical faith is not just faith in general, but it is directed faith. It is faith towards God, referenced in Hebrews 6:1. Faith in general can be misdirected. You can misplace your faith by placing it in carnal weapons. David declared, "I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me." Psalm 44:6. And David also proclaimed, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Psalm 27. David had warned, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help." Psalm 146, 3. David knew that even faith in a good friend can be misplaced. "Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." Psalm 41:9. You can misdirect your faith by trusting in yourself instead of God. "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." Proverbs 28:26. Confidence in money or position is also misplaced faith. Here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Psalm 52:7. True faith is directed toward God and is a potent spiritual weapon. In describing our spiritual armor, the Apostle Paul says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Ephesians 6:16. When you face impossible circumstances of life, Satan attacks your faith by sending darts of unbelief into your mind. But faith provides a powerful spiritual defense to these onslaughts. Faith is above all the spiritual weapons. I hope that you will join me again next week as we continue the discussion of replacing fear with faith and how to overcome your fears. And as always, may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. And may he keep you in all your ways. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day.
Join Stacy next week as she continues the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. We are on Facebook, PodPoint, LTM Radio, LTBC, and LTM website. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy Stacy's teachings, let her know. Or if you have questions concerning today's lesson, then send her an email. Her email address is stacy@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's stacy@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.